Bill Gates published what the Wall Street Journal is calling a 5,780 four-word warning essay, and the headline phrase, "There is no plan," is doing a lot of work. Gates is specifically calling for global regulatory coordination, new international institutions modeled loosely on bodies like the IMF or WHO, and a direct tax on AI productivity gains to fund social safety nets for displaced workers. What struck me reading through the coverage is that Gates isn't framing this as speculative. He's treating mass job displacement as a near certainty and arguing that the question is purely about whether societies will have built the institutional infrastructure to absorb the shock before it arrives.
What's interesting from a political economy standpoint is who Gates is actually criticizing without naming them. When he says there is no plan, he's not just describing a vacuum. He's implicitly indicting both the tech industry, where he made his fortune, and the governments that have largely deferred to that industry on questions of AI governance. The AI tax proposal is particularly pointed. He's essentially arguing that the companies capturing the economic surplus from AI-driven productivity should be the ones funding the transition costs for workers who lose their livelihoods as a result. That's a redistributive argument that will find very different receptions in Washington versus Brussels versus Beijing.
The security dimension of the essay is getting less attention than the jobs piece. But Gates apparently spends considerable length on what he calls rising AI-enabled security threats. Things like autonomous cyber attacks, AI-generated disinformation at scale, and the potential for non-state actors to weaponize AI tools that previously required nation-state resources. He's arguing that the same technology driving productivity gains is simultaneously lowering the barrier to causing serious harm, and that those two curves are rising in parallel with no institutional framework designed to manage either one.
Here's what I'd push back on slightly, though. Gates has been a prominent voice on global coordination for decades: pandemic preparedness, nuclear security, climate. And in each of those cases, the institutions he advocated for either didn't materialize in time or proved unable to act cohesively when the crisis arrived. The WHO's role during COVID-19 being the most obvious example. So the question isn't whether he's right about the need for new institutions. It's whether he has any theory of how you actually build those institutions quickly enough, given how slowly international governance moves and how aggressively some major AI powers, particularly China, would resist oversight structures they didn't design.
That tension becomes even sharper when you put the Gates essay next to the MIT, finding that AI can now complete most undergraduate coursework. MIT's researchers weren't making a normative claim about whether this is good or bad. They were benchmarking current AI capabilities against standardized academic tasks, and finding that the performance threshold has been crossed for the majority of coursework at the undergraduate level. The subjects where AI still struggles are reportedly the ones requiring embodied skill or real-time physical judgment. But for knowledge work tasks, the gap between human and AI performance has closed to the point where it's no longer a meaningful differentiator in many fields.
And that's not an abstract futures concern. That's a direct economic signal about what happens to the labor market for recent college graduates over the next 5 to 10 years. If AI can produce the output of an entry-level analyst, researcher, or writer, the question isn't whether companies will notice. It's whether the wage and hiring adjustments happen gradually enough for workers and educational institutions to adapt, or whether they happen fast enough to create the kind of acute disruption Gates is warning about.
Stanley Druckenmiller's disclosure this week fits neatly into this moment. He's one of the most respected macro investors in the world, a man who successfully predicted multiple market inflection points across 4 decades, and he casually told people that he used AI to write his Wall Street Journal op-ed attacking Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Not as a confession, almost as an aside. The implications for financial media credibility are real. When a prominent investor's published opinion could be AI-generated, and he sees no reason to flag that upfront, you have to ask what the standard of disclosure should be, especially when op-eds move markets.
The Bessent attack itself is the substantive story, of course. Druckenmiller apparently has serious concerns about the administration's fiscal posture, specifically around deficit spending and Treasury's handling of the debt trajectory. The fact that the vehicle for that criticism was AI-authored adds a layer of irony that probably wasn't intentional but is hard to ignore.